Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Sydney Ho from Helper Saturday Vibes. And we're going to be talking about the upcoming Saturday Vibes event on May 24th. Going to be from 5 to 10 p.m. on Helper's historic Main Street. Sydney, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
You know, I think a good place for us to start this conversation is the big success you guys had on the season opener back on May 10th. Everything I saw, it was filled to the brim with people. You guys really put on a spectacular event.
It was a great time. We think this is definitely one of our highest attended kickoff events of the 5 years we've been doing this, and Creep was great, Glitter Bombs was great, the Margarita was great. It was awesome to see everybody out there.
You know, just a packed crowd through and through, mm-hmm. and the Margarita, like you said, delicious, the band's incredible, and what better way to start off the Helper Vibe season than with that event. So let's look ahead from the past to the present. May 24th, again, 5 to 10 p.m. on Helper's historic Main Street. You guys are kicking things off at 5 p.m. music-wise with Sown Stun. It's a classic rock band, and you can't go wrong with classic rock.
Both of our bands this Saturday are going to be classic rock, and it's going to be a good time.
And you know, the 8 p.m. band is one I'm personally very excited for, Variant X. I love hearing them play.
They're locals,
too. It's always exciting to see them come back.
Yep, we love having a local band play. It's We're glad to have him out again.
And, you know, I guess a more of a station note here. We're going to be kicking off our Summer of Fun event there as well. We're going to be previewing the hot tub, the pellet grill available, the set of tires. It's going to be great to get out and get into the community here at the station. I love seeing Dave and Mallory out there. You're going to see everyone else from the station there, too, kind of wandering around, just having a great time at Helper Vibes.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting to have a hot tub out there on Main Street for sure.
I mean, especially as things get warmer, you're going to be wanting to find a way to cool off. But sometimes you get a little too cold in the pool, so you want to hop into that hot tub.
That's true. And we have even more vendors signed up for this weekend than last weekend. So there's going to be more food, more stuff to buy.
You know, I love the vendors at Helper Vibes. I'm going to be very honest. It's one of my favorite times of year going out to Helper Vibes, seeing all the vendors out there, just seeing what they have to sell. There's so much good food there. What else can you say?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll have everybody food-wise we had last weekend, as well as some new folks this weekend. There's going to be a nacho bus. I'm very excited for that.
Now, that's something I've never heard of,
right?
But I'm so excited for that now, a nacho bus. Uh-huh. How can you go wrong with that? And I think kind of continuing on the food trend, let's talk about the margarita this week. Last time you had that just incredible lavender honey margarita. What are we looking at this weekend?
Yeah, thank you. This weekend we have the Strawberry Kiss Margarita. That's our house-made margarita mixed with pureed frozen strawberries and some fun toppers. It'll be good.
That sounds delicious. You can't go wrong with strawberry flavors, especially as we go into that Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial kickoff of summer.
Right.
It has that summer feel to it, you know?
True. Absolutely.
Now, another thing, of course, the Kids Corner revamped for this season. And it was incredible last time, and this time I'm sure you guys are going to be having another spectacular rendition of that.
Yeah, last weekend we did some fun Mother's Day crafts, as that was the day before Mother's Day. And there's going to be a new craft this week with our kids person, Gabby.
And one of the big changes we talked about coming into this Helper Vibe season was that each week was going to have a theme. Last year, it was about 50-50. This year, each week has a theme. And this time, it's public safety. So what kind of does public safety entail for Helper Vibes?
Yeah, so this season, we're hoping to have more collaboration with our local law enforcement, as well as other public safety officers like our EMTs and the other people in our community that keep us safe. And so we have met with the Helper law officials and worked on new ways to help keep our community safe, and we really wanted to put an emphasis on that this weekend.
You know, I think it is important to shout out those law enforcement organizations in the community, because without that, events like this wouldn't be possible.
True.
I wouldn't be able to do my job. They have such a big impact on the community, and it's always good to highlight them. So I'm glad we're spotlighting that public safety.
Absolutely.
Now, Sydney, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, just a huge thank you to all of our sponsors. There are some big players out there that we couldn't do this event without. The Helper Project, Renewal by Anderson, and the Tony Basso Group are sponsoring our main stage, and they really give us a lot of support, as well as Chaos Cove, who did all of our signage, and we're very, very grateful for them.
And you gotta love the community support for Helper Vibes. A
Absolutely.
Great way to connect everyone from across both the Carbon and Emery County, and even beyond that. Sydney, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks
Thank
for taking
you.
The time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Sydney Ho, and we're talking this weekend's Helper Saturday Vibes. It's going to be May 24th from 5 to 10 p.m. on Helper's historic Main Street. It has a public safety theme. It's an event you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.